This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 15th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel today is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa and the northern regions enjoy a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports a U.S.-Iran deal is met with despair in Israel, joy in Lebanon, and hope in Iran. This was reported 2 hours ago. Also, the foreword says, the Iran war ended terribly for the U.S., and even worse for Israel, with a peace agreement emerging. This was earlier this hour. Also this hour, JNS highlights the necessity for a long-term strategy to deal with Iran, following the war's revelations of operational excellence. This was reported 5 hours ago. Separately, I-24 News details the Iran deal as Trump arrives at the G7, stating that if Iran behaves like a normal country, it will be treated as one. This was reported 37 minutes ago. And finally, Axios reports Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, potentially unraveling negotiations. This was from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Seth Frantzman, a defense analyst, posted 24 minutes ago that Israel's Ministry of Defense criticized France for covering Israeli defense displays at Eurosatory, calling it discriminatory. Leslie Kajomovitz reacted just 25 minutes ago, expressing sarcastic disbelief over recent events. The Jewish People Policy Institute noted 27 minutes ago that Hezbollah's southward move increases risks for northern residents and strengthens Iranian influence, as analyzed by a senior fellow on Network 13. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran deal, the Times of Israel reports mixed emotions across the region. Israeli officials express concern over uncertain security outcomes. Meanwhile, Lebanese citizens are returning to areas previously evacuated. For Iranians, the deal brings hope for economic recovery. The regional implications could reshape alliances and affect stability. Turning to the forwards report, the end of the Iran war leaves the U.S. and Israel with significant setbacks. Despite the ambitions that fueled the conflict, the new peace agreement suggests diplomacy will now take center stage. The outcome could redefine U.S.-Israeli relations and influence future regional strategies. Meanwhile, JNS stresses the need for a robust strategy towards Iran. The war highlighted both strengths and vulnerabilities of involved parties. This calls for enhanced intelligence efforts and strategic planning. A long-term approach is vital for sustained peace and security in the region. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reveals details of the Iran deal as President Trump participates in the G7 summit. The agreement hinges on Iran's adherence to international norms. This development could shift global diplomatic dynamics and impact economic sanctions. Finally, the recent missile strikes reported by Axios add tension to the fragile ceasefire. Such actions threaten to disrupt ongoing negotiations. The situation requires careful monitoring to prevent a resurgence of hostilities. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports a bidding war between Keystone Fund and Generation Capital for Shikun and Binui Energy. Keystone's bid stands at NIS 4.35 billion, surpassing Generation's previous offer. Separately, CTEC reveals a Jewish family from Mexico has donated NIS 200 million to build Israel's largest rehabilitation hospital. The facility will feature extensive medical and research capabilities. And finally, Yainet Business discusses the implications of the Iran deal on the Strait of Hormuz and oil prices. Despite the reopening, analysts caution about the backlog of ships. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.